Today is Wednesday, and it's time for another joke. I have Koya with me. Koya, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, cool. This is a good one. I thought about you when I heard this joke. Why was the broom late?
Because it slept.
It overslept.
Oh.
Oh, wow, Mom.
We're discussing spiritual warfare today, and this topic is so personal. Koya, you want to tell them why we're so passionate about this topic?
We're so excited about this topic because it's a topic that has been overlooked and a topic that my late uncle said that he was going to teach on when he got back from celebrating his anniversary.
And that never happened. That was one of the last things he said to me that Wednesday night. He said, "Will you teach Bible study tonight? And when I get back, I'm going to teach on spiritual warfare." We have an anointed teacher, and she is going to help us with this topic of spiritual warfare. So come on back, grab your pen and paper. We'll see you on the inside.
Welcome to Winlow with Nama
and Joe.
I'm Krista here, aka Nama. I'm an evangelist, learning coach, mom of two, and Nama of three.
I'm Josiah. I'm a Lego builder, second grader, and called by God to be a Christian warrior.
Hey there, Grandma. If you're searching for biblical strategies to train your kingdom kid, you're in the right place. Deuteronomy 4, 9, and 10 tells us to teach our children and grandchildren to obey God's commands. So if you're ready to win low, why not laugh on Wednesday? We'll provide you with practical tips to laugh and live,
love and learn,
while inspiring you to build a legacy as well. So chillax,
grab a snack,
and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Winlow with Nama and Joe. I am overly excited today because I have a very special guest in the Winlow studio today, and I'm going to cut right to it. Her name is Pastor Linda Powell, and you'll see why I'm so excited. I'm just going to give you a brief introduction. Pastor Linda Powell, she has been teaching since 1978. She has taught first through fifth grade at Liberty School of Christian Education for 10 years. That's in Chicago, Illinois. She is a licensed minister and ordained. She has been in ministry for 33 years. She has been an elder for 44 years. She has a ministry entitled The Gathering of the Daughters of Zion, and they meet via Zoom on the first and third Tuesdays of the month. She has a passion for teaching. Guys, I'm so excited. She is a mother of five, a grandmother of 22, and a great grandmother of five. Please, won't you welcome my very special guest, Pastor Linda Powell. Welcome, Pastor Linda.
Praise God. God bless you on today, Evangelist Krista. I am so blessed and happy to be a part of this fantastic, anointed time of sharing in the Word of God with you all. And I'm going to actually just go with the flow today. And my prayer is that you'll be blessed by it. You'll be encouraged by it. You'll either even be equipped even the more to fight in this warfare, this spiritual warfare that we're going through. So I'm so excited. I really am to see what Holy Ghost is going to do for us in this time of sharing. So prepare your hearts, let Holy Spirit minister to you. And whatever it is that he's saying to you through this teaching today, may you be encouraged to fight the good fight of faith. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is one of my favorite topics. We're talking about spiritual warfare. And I shared with Pastor Linda how this is so near and dear to me because our podcast is actually founded upon spiritual warfare, meaning that my grandson, Josiah, when he was called back in 2020, the Lord asked him to be a hero, a superhero for him. And the Lord told him that he's going to give him the weapons to fight with, one being a sword. And he was so excited. And he said, "Nama, the Lord said, I'm not going to lose. He said, I'm going to defeat the enemies and I'm not going to lose." And so I made a promise to him on that day, August 12th, 2020, 2020 that I would teach him how to use a sword. And that's the reason why we are here today. Hallelujah. And I am so excited about this topic of spiritual warfare. So without further ado, Pastor Linda, will you please tell us what exactly is spiritual warfare? And not only that, how do you prepare for spiritual warfare? How do you prepare to fight?
Praise God. All right. Spiritual warfare actually is fighting against the work of the evil forces, not just the demon, but the demons that have been assigned to our lives. Amen. So that's the fight. We're fighting against that work because evil spirits or demons, as you know, we would call them, they intervene in our human affairs. Yes, they do, in various different ways. Spiritual warfare is an ongoing struggle of living our lives in a way that will be pleasing to God, okay? So that we can be pleasing to others. Spiritual warfare is recognizing that we have an enemy and enemies. We have the kingdom of darkness that's coming against the kingdom of light, and we are the kingdom. Amen. Amen. And first of all, the kingdom of God is within us. Amen. And the word of the Lord says that, you know, in the word that lo, Jesus said, lo here, lo there, you're looking for it there. But he said, no, the kingdom has come within us. So the kingdom of God is what? It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what that is. Hallelujah. So we want to, in this warfare, we got to recognize that we have enemies who are battling to pull us away from God. Yes, yes, yes. So we're in this struggle. It's a daily struggle. It's ongoing. Yes, it is. Because it's a forceful effort to get free of restraint, of constriction. I'm sorry. Like, we're constricted in ways. Okay, that's a struggle. And we know each and every day there is a struggle, but God has given us weapons. Hallelujah. He has already set that up in the kingdom of God. So we know that we have a fight. We have a disturbance. Uh-huh. We have encounters, and sometimes we wrestle, because remember, Paul was saying that in the that there's a fight going on. Our members are struggling. We struggle, but we thank God that we have the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So spiritual warfare, hallelujah, we got to know that we're in a war, okay? Spiritually, we're in a war. Physically, some of us in a war, yeah, mentally, different, emotionally, but we want to focus in this teaching on the spiritual warfare in the spirit realm, okay? So this battle that we're in, I want to just share with you as a little teaching here. Yeah, the battle is a combat. We're wrestling, we're fighting between two persons. Amen. Well, in this sense, it's more than just two persons. It's in the heavenly realm. It's in the spiritual realm. So it's demons that have been assigned to our lives. Hallelujah. So this battle is extended. It's a contest, it's a struggle, it's a battle, okay? So this is a combat. So spiritual battle, daily basis in warfare. But battles are fought on different fronts, right? They're fought on for different reasons, and then they're fought with varying degrees of intensity. This isn't a battle, this is warfare, amen. So they're real. Spiritual battles are real. Mm-hmm. We can't see the attacker physically, but we know that they're there because it's felt in the spirit realm, in the kingdom realm. And we got to know that we are victors. We're not victims. Every day we got to know that in this battle of spiritual warfare. Amen. So we got to know that. We got to know that we're in a battle. So spiritual warfare, just remember that it's a fighting against the work of the enemy. It's a fight, it's a contest, it's a wrestle. And we know we go through those things, but we got to know who we are. We got to know who has already won the victory. We got to know that he has already won the armor. The armor of God that we put on is his armor. And his armor really is his word. When you look through the pieces of the armor, it's his word. It's what he has said unto us. Amen. So that's what spiritual warfare is. It's a battle in the spirit realm. And no, each and every day you get up and I get up and there's a battle, but we know that we've already won because what he has already made us to be more than conquerors. See, we conquer and then we occupy. We conquer and then we occupy. So that's what spiritual warfare is. Hallelujah. So the next question is, how do we prepare?
Yes, ma'am. How do we prepare for spiritual warfare?
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to prepare for spiritual warfare by putting on the old armor of God. And we're going to go to the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter. We know that that's where the armor is listed. So Ephesians 6. And actually, I want to start at verse number 10. Verse number 10. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and 10. Okay. And what I'm going to do is I want to just kind of break it up a little bit. Okay. So Ephesians, and I'm reading out of the Amplified Bible, Ephesians 6 and 10. It says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. This is how we're going to prepare. We got to prepare by being strong in the Lord. Uh-huh. And in the power of his might. In the power of his might. So here, Amplified says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. See, we are empowered. That's how we prepare. We got to know that, though. We got to know that we are empowered through our union with him. And we're going to draw our strength from him to fight this battle. Hallelujah. That strength which his boundless might provide. See, his strength is his boundless might. There is no boundary. There is no limit. Amen. To the might and the strength that he provides in this warfare. Okay. So we have to draw our strength from him. We have to draw our strength from his might. And his might is his ability, his power, his possession of might. We possess might because of him. Hallelujah. So we can be strong. That's how we're going to be prepared. Just be strong. Hallelujah. Have the might of God. When you put on this whole armor, you've got the might of God. You got the word of God. So let me go down a little bit further. So we're going to put on this armor. It says, put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier. Hallelujah. And you know, in this scripture, Paul is talking about the Romans, the Roman soldier, because the Roman soldiers, they were elite soldiers. They had, you know, they had, look, all that they needed. And so in this particular, how the Lord, the Holy Spirit had given to me, we're going to break down the armor. Amen. Because you know how, that's how you're going to have to prepare. You got to be prepared. You got to be ready. Hallelujah. You got to know that you know that this armor that you're wearing, hallelujah, you're preparing for the battle, is an armor that's already been proven. That armor has been proven by our Lord. Hallelujah. So we're gonna put on the armor of God as an armed soldier, which who God supplies the armor, okay? Amen. He supplies the armor that we'll be able, what? It says in the word that you may be able. Hallelujah. Have the ability successfully. Amen. That means you win anyway. You win. Hallelujah. So you'll be able to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits. Come on here, of the devil. I mean, all of it. There is not one, hallelujah, one strategy that he has, one strategy that the demons have. Because when we read down, it's more than just, you know, I want to break down who we fighting against so we can prepare ourselves to win. And when I say put on the whole armor of God, it says, I like to say, when you put the armor on, don't take it off. It's not a putting on or put on. You got to be ready. You know, when you see soldiers, they always dress, right? When they go to war, they're dressed day in and day out. So we have to be dressed day in and day out. Hallelujah. So put it on. When you put it on, put it on and keep it on. Hallelujah. Put it on and keep it on because that's your soldier. Hallelujah. Remember, Paul told us to endure hardness as a good soldier. So Paul is teaching us today through this word that this armor, hallelujah, has been proven. So we're going to prepare and not let the enemy, hallelujah, keep us from wearing the armor. When we know who we are, when we know what we have, when we know what has been provided for us, glory to God, there is nothing that the enemy can send our way, the attacks, the strategies, they cannot overcome us. Because what? Those things have already been overcome. We're more than conquerors. We're overcome. We're more than overcome. Come on here. We go in and we take the spoil. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. But we got to know our strategy. We got to have a strategy. We got to prepare ourselves. See, when you don't know what the world is saying about who we are, what we have, what we can do, and how we are overcomers and victorious, if we don't know that, then we're not going to be able to win in this warfare. It's more than enough than to just say it. You got to live this thing. It has to be action. You have to know that you're victorious. Hallelujah. So we're talking about preparing ourselves, glory to God, for that. So he said, put on the whole armor. Amen. Put on this whole armor. I'm going to keep going. Is that okay? I'm going to keep going.
Yes, ma'am. Keep going, Pastor Linda, please.
Praise God. Okay. All right. Let's go to verse number 12. This is a good one right here. Before we even see, we got to know this before we can even put on the armor. See, some people put it on and they take it off. They put it on and then they have nothing to fight with. Hallelujah. You can't just take the word, you know, when things are going wrong. You got to take the word when it's right. You got to be prepared. Hallelujah. You got to stay prepared. Hallelujah. Stay prepared. Amen. So verse number 12, I'm sorry, says, for we are not wrestling with flesh and blood. I'm preparing you on this time of teaching to know that you got to know that you're not wrestling with flesh and blood. You're not wrestling with the Lord Jesus. You're not wrestling, amen, with someone that you can see physically. Amen. Even in the person. You can't look at a person and say, okay, I'm in this spiritual, I'm in a warfare with a person. Okay, so you are, but you're not in the warfare with that person physically. You're in a warfare with that person spiritually. Amen. There's something going on in the spirit realm, amen, that's inside of you, amen, that needs some deliverance. So you got to prepare. Whatever it is you need to get rid of, whatever it needs to, you know, you need to be delivered of, make sure that you know that you know that you know, amen, that you're not wrestling against the person, but it's against demon spirits, amen, in the heavenly realm. That has come in the earth realm. Hallelujah. To attack us and to get us off, amen, of our walk of faith, of our walk of the anointing that we have, of our walk, hallelujah, that we have, amen. We have, look. Every work of the enemy, we can destroy. That's what it said. We can destroy every work of the. So whatever the work is, whatever the strategy is, whatever the plan is, just know, hallelujah, that you have the ability and the might and the power, glory to God, and the anointing to overcome in this spiritual warfare. Amen. So we're not wrestling against, we're not contending with only physical opponents. But against, okay, let's go with this. I got to break this down. That's how he gave it to me. Somebody need to hear this today. All right. It says, we're not only contending with physical opponents, but against the despotisms. Now, what are despotisms? Despotisms, coming, glory to God, are the principalities. They're the ones, glory to God, that they're chief. They're chief in ranking. They are the chief in the ranking. Amen, that has been done in the spiritual realm, in the kingdom of God. They're the first ones, the principal. And it's a system of government. So these demons are governed. It's a system. These are despotisms. That's what I'm breaking down. That despotisms. Those are the principalities. In the King James, it says principalities. But these principalities are what you call despotisms, and remember their chief in ranking. Okay, that's who we wrestling against. Woo, shay here. But he has given us love. He has given us power over the despotism or the principalities. But we got to know what we have. Okay, so this is a system of government in which the ruler has unlimited power to exercise. This is who we're wrestling against, okay? And these spirits are ruling in the hearts of people. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, but they have unlimited power. Saints, they have unlimited power. That means there is no boundary. They do what they want to do because they're the rulers. They're ranking first. And they can exercise this power. As it says, it's cruel and it's oppressive. That means they got absolute power. These principalities, and remember, they're first named in this list of whom we're fighting against, the rulers, okay? All right. And they do it oppressively so. Hallelujah. Then it talks about, okay, we're wrestling against what? The powers. And these powers is the authority or the jurisdiction. Amen. These are powers. They have the right. They have the strength. They have the abilities. And as I was studying, it says they have explosive strength. These powers. Amen. This is the dunamis. And when I see about dunamis, come on here. That's dynamite. Dynamite blow up stuff, right? When you have a dynamite, it destroys it. And these are the powers that we're wrestling against. Those powers that have the ability, amen, to blow up things in our lives. But that's who we're wrestling against. But you got to prepare and you got to know hallelujah, about these things. And the only way you can prepare is to read the word, get in the word, hallelujah, and let the Holy Spirit break this stuff down to you. So we're wrestling against what? Principalities, which are despotism. Then we're wrestling against what? Powers. Those that have the explosive strength, the ability, amen. There's no limit to what they can do. Then we have the rulers of the darkness of the world, amen. These are master spirits, hallelujah, who are the world rulers of darkness, this present darkness. They're the world rulers, amen. And what they do, these they come to undermine human life. See, that's why you got to know the word. You got to know that you're in a fight. You're in a fight, but guess what? You win. You win all the time because we win from the place of victory. We win from a place of victory.
Come on, Pastor
Linda. You gotta just know that this is what it is. This is so you'll know that, hey, look, it doesn't matter what the enemy brings. It doesn't matter in this warfare what is happening because we have already been armored up. See, when you know that, when you prepare for that, you prepare to put your armor on and keep it on so you don't have to just wonder every time, okay, well, you know, what do I do? Which armor do I put on? Do I put on the breastplate of righteousness? Do I just put on my feet shod with opera? With the preparation of the gospel of peace. No, 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 no. See, if you have it on, then you don't have to select one. Hallelujah. That's the whole armor. We don't want just pieces of armor. Hallelujah. We want the whole armor. And the last one says we're wrestling against, okay, the spirit forces of wickedness. The spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly sphere, the supernatural sphere. Sure, we can't see them, but they're operating, and they're ancient demons and spirits. Hallelujah. They've been here. So in this end time, in this spiritual war, they are escalating. I mean, it's getting stronger. They're getting stronger because they know they don't know the hour. Like, we don't know the hour, but they know about what's happening in the spirit realm. This fight, hallelujah, in the spirit world, they know that their time ain't long. It's not long. That's why we have to gird up. That's why we have to, hallelujah, make sure that we're keeping this armor on. Hallelujah. So we prepare for that armor. We prepare for that armor. So therefore, I got to read this word. It says, therefore, okay, because of this, okay, because of this wrestling, this spiritual warfare, hallelujah, it says here, therefore, put on God's complete armor. Complete armor. That's why I said not partial, complete. Put it all on. So it says here that you may be able. See, that's how you're preparing for this what? Warfare. Put on God's complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger. Is this not evil days of danger? It was, yeah, the word said we were perilous times shall come. These are perilous times. in the latter days. Things are happening. We could, that's another teaching for another time, but this is an evil day. We can see that. Amen. We can see the spirits escalating, becoming strong and mightier. Amen. Even in believers, because they don't know who they are and what they have for real. It's not about going to church and learning, you know, and folks shouting and going on, walking on benches and pews and jumping off of stuff. That ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it. No. What it is that these demonic forces are operating in men, women of God, and the body of Christ, because they don't know. We've read Ephesians 6. I've read Ephesians 6 for years. I've taught it and exegeted it and eisegeted it and, you know, did some hermeneutics on it and homiletics, all of that. But guess what? At the end of the road, when the rubber meets the road, come on here, saints, we got to know who we are in Christ and what we have on us. I said on us.
I have to just, can I please just ask you this question? I hear people saying that Christians, once you've been born again, truly saved, got the power of the Holy Ghost, that you can't be demonized or oppressed by demons.
Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah, you can be oppressed. You know, not possessed, but oppressed. Oppressed, because they come to do that. When you open, excuse me. When you open up the portals, come on, you can open up a portal, you can open up that vortex, you can, and they can't oppress you. Because why? You're not in the word. Look, Jesus gave him the word, didn't he? He said, well, man shall not live by bread alone. You know, on Luke 4, you know, when he went up to the Spirit of God led him up to the mountain. Yeah, yeah. To be tempted of the devil.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he was the word, like he is the word today. But guess what? He gave him the word. But when you don't have the word of God, I mean, planted and rooted, come on here. Not quoting it, but living it. Let it be active in your life. Hallelujah. Then you can open up the door. You will open up the door. So, yes, you can be oppressed. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope that explained a little bit, you know. Because what he said, Jesus said, look, those I can't even, you know, those that are oppressed of the devil. Oh, yeah, he oppresses you. That you don't have to allow him to stay in there. You take authority and you take a stand and you stand firm on that word. Praise God. Okay, let's go with the armor. So I put on God's complete armor that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day. And having done all, the crisis demands, that's what the Amplifier said. Whatever the crisis is, whatever that crisis demand of you, amen. Standing against the devil, hallelujah, standing against the demons, standing against the strategies, amen. That means you got to stand firm in place, and you stand firm in place by the word. We got to stand on the word of God, hallelujah. We got to stand on that word, whatever it has said to us. So we need to do that. I mean, it's more than a necessity. It's like life. You know, life is in his word. So we have to stand on that. We got to hold our ground. Hallelujah. Whatever we go through. But I do know that this armor is so important to be broken down. And we know that a lot of times we'll say, okay, to put on a hat, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with you, having on the breastplate of righteousness. But we have to know what each armor is for so that we can activate that in our lives, okay? But we prepare by putting on that armor. And I believe that that's something that the saints need to, we need to go through. So, yes. Okay. And we know that a warrior is one that's skilled, skilled in the fight, in the warfare, skilled. So let me just minister a few minutes on the samurai soldier. And these soldiers, as I study them, male and female soldiers, okay? And they are they're the highest in rank in the military, in the fight. Hallelujah. It says that it's hereditary. They are, yeah, it's hereditary. And it's, they're very noble. They have high, it says, let me just read it as I wrote it. Hereditary military nobility. And they're officers of the medieval and early modern Japan. In other words, they were the top rulers, the samurai warriors, okay? And they were highly armed and trained, okay? Not just armed, but they were trained, Evangelist Krista, in what they had to do, these warriors. So one thing to notice, as I noticed about them, it says that their weapons were bows and arrows and spears, okay, and guns. But their main weapon was a sword. This is their main weapon was the sword, okay? It says, and that's what set them apart from the common foot soldiers. This is the samurai warrior. They had the foot soldiers, come on here, but they had the samurai warriors, the one that was skilled and highly trained and had the weapons that would kill, you know what I'm saying? And that's the sword. So when I saw that, even looking at these, at the armor with the sword, of at the last one, where it says here, putting on the sword, hallelujah, and that was what? Hold on a minute. Hold on. I got to say this. My Bible. All right. The sword of the Spirit, which wields, W-I-L-D-S. In other words, that's what you're doing. Just wielding the word. Just wielding the word. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit, hallelujah, sword of the Spirit is nothing but the word of God. And that's what we need. See, that's why we need to learn the word, know the word, apply the word, so that we'll know how to fight. Hallelujah. And if we know that, if we really, hallelujah, understand the skill, that's, okay, Holy Ghost, not just the skill of the warrior, but what the word does. For the word of God, what is sharp, it's quick, it's sharp, it's powerful, than any what? Two-edged sword, wielding that sword. Come on here. It's a discerning intent of the heart. Come on. You know what I'm saying? So that blessed me with this soldier, this warrior, and that they were very elaborate. Their armor was elaborate. They were even artists. They mastered the skill of war. Not just war, literature and art. I mean, they were highly skilled. But what blessed me was the sword, that was the weapon that they used. So we have to know that we have the sword of the Spirit. We have the word of God. And that's all the armor, parts of the armor are good, but it's that word. It's that word that's going to make the difference in our warfare. Because he said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So this is what I want to end with today, if that would be fine with you and those that are listening, because I pray that something I've said today has blessed you. But just remember, you're like that samurai warrior. And the only way you can prepare to be like that warrior, amen, is to get into the word of God, to know who you are, hallelujah, and to stand upon what he has called you to do. So what does it take to consistently win? Mm-hmm. Glad you asked. Glad you asked. We're going to stand in the victory, okay? That's how you're going to consistently win. Stand in the victory, hallelujah, that Jesus has already accomplished. And we want to fight from a place of victory. Know that it's a place. You got to stand firm in that, because when you know that you fought from a place of victory already, you know, it's going to change your life. It's what you call a game changer. Hallelujah. It's a game changer. And then you got to plant your feet on solid ground, on the solid rock. And who's this rock? The rock is Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to hope in him alone. That's how you're going to stand in this warfare. You're going to hope in him alone. Glory to God. You're going to obey his teachings. We're talking about consistently win. We're going to obey the word. We're going to practice the word. We're not going to be hearers only. We're going to be hearers what, and doers, consistently winning. Then you're going to put on the whole armor of God, the supernatural protection. It's for supernatural protection. Okay, given to us to resist the enemy. Hallelujah. Come on now. That's your armor. It's supernatural protection. Remember that. Given to what? Resist the enemy. First it says, submit yourself to the Lord and what?
Well, resist the devil.
Come on. And then. Come on.
Once you've done that.
Then resist. Come on here. And then he'll flee. Hallelujah. So we got to know that this armor is protecting us. And we got to choose to close ourselves that empower us to resist his schemes. And the truth is the word. The truth empowers us to resist the schemes of the devil in this warfare. Amen. And also, we got to be active and standing. Utilize the weapons given for victory. That's how you're going to consistently win. Use what you have. Use what's in your hand, the word of God. That's why it's important. Hallelujah. Don't take the posture of defeat. Take the posture of victory. That's how you consistently win. Take the posture. Take that position. Place yourself there. Amen. Understand the victory that Jesus has accomplished. See, these are the things. These are the things, glory to God, that will help you to grow and to remember, to resist the devil. Amen. And the last one is, understand the victory. Understand it. When you understand it, you can walk in it, right, Evangelist? You can walk in it.
Okay, yes,
it's been accomplished. It's been accomplished for us, amen. And we can stand against the forces of the demons and come on here, the strategy of the whole entire kingdom of darkness. So remember, saints, we're victorious in Christ. We're not victims. We're not defeated. Come on here. We're more than conquerors. Take God's word. Apply it. Come on. Know who you are. And when we do that, we can experience real victory. Amen. We'll have victory over our battles. And then when we know the truth, it'll dispel the lies of the enemy. So I bless God on today. I pray that something has been said to bless you and just to remember that in this spiritual warfare, we got to know that we always win because the battle has already been won. He will help us, hallelujah, to apply this word. And the last scripture that just came to my mind, and that's my ending. It's God that's working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And his good pleasure is that we continue to fight the fight of faith and know that we already win from the place of victory. God bless you.
Bless the Lord. Oh, yes, God. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm just over here trying to stay on mute and just having a whole thing to myself. But God bless. That was powerful.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you so much for breaking that down. I got so much out of that.
God bless you.
Ooh, listen, yeah. Put your armor on and keep it on.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Please, God.
Keep it on. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, woman of God.
God bless.
And I know my audience is truly blessed. Truly blessed.
Praise God.
And again, if they want to get in touch with you, Pastor Linda, because I know after that teaching, they really want to know exactly who this woman, this great woman of God is.
No.
So again, she is Pastor Linda Powell. She has the ministry entitled The Gathering of the Daughters of Zion that meets via Zoom on the first and third Tuesdays of the month. That's the first and third Tuesdays of the month via Zoom.
Email
and address. You can also reach her through her email address, Pastor LAP, that's Pastor PASTOR, L for Linda, A, like Apple, P for Powell, at gmail.com. Pastor LAP at gmail.com.
Praise God.
What a word today. I praise God for you.
Thank God for allowing me to be a part of this awesome, awesome time of ministry, sharing through this podcast. Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And the last thing I want to say is that you have to wield that sword. Have to wield that sword. Oh my God. You didn't know that was one of the things that I told Josiah. I'm going, you know how you wield your sword? Because he had a toy, a plastic sword.
Yeah.
And he called me. He used to wield that sword all the time.
Yes.
And I said, Joe, you know how you, I told him August 12, 2020, that's how you're going to wield that sword, the word of God. That's what you're
going to do. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Right. Putting that word out there in that atmosphere. Come on here. Yes, ma'am.
If you would please do me the honors and just close us out with a short prayer for our listening audience, Pastor Linda.
Father God, we come into your presence right now to just say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to share your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your ministry through us today that you will want the saints and those that are listening to understand that it's so important for the weapon. Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. And we thank you today that this word has gone forth with power. It's gone forth, hallelujah, and it has fallen on good ground. It also has accomplished what you would please. It's not going to return into your void. For it has accomplished what you please and has prospered already into the lives of those that were hearers today. So continue to bless, continue to help us to wield that sword of the Spirit, which is your word, which is mighty, hallelujah, when it's activated, because you move on the activation of your word. So we give you glory and honor. Thank you for Evangelist Krista and this platform that you have allowed her to have. May it continue to bless many thousands, hallelujah, around the world. So we give you honor and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hey there, Winlow crew. Before you leave, if this podcast has blessed you in any way, please, please, please support us by leaving a review and subscribing to our channel on Apple Podcasts. We will personally read every one of them. We also invite you to join our Winlow community at bit.ly/Winlow community. The link is in the show notes. And remember to make this daily affirmation found in Isaiah 54:13. All my children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. We'll meet you in the next episode. Bye for now.